Good morning and welcome back into Acadiana's Morning News on this Tuesday morning. Tracy Wirtz, Mark Pope. And we're talking still about real estate, kind of, this morning with Randy Olson with Prime Title. And Randy, we started, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
We started a conversation last week that was really interesting about real estate taxes. And as we followed that thread through, we talked off the air, too, about myth or fact. I can lose my property if I don't pay my taxes.
Fact.
Okay. Ooh, okay. Explain, please.
Well, as we talked about last time, the tax bills come out in typically December, late November, early December. Sometimes they're late, depending every year. But you get your tax bills due by the end of the year. If you don't pay by the end of the year, then interest starts accruing. But you don't lose your property. What happens is the tax collector, which is the sheriff, will send you notices. Okay, at least they'll send it to the person that they have on their list.
Right.
Sometimes that's not a good address, so you're not getting them, et cetera. They'll send you a notice, then they'll send you basically a threatening letter. They're going to sell your property. And ultimately, every year, there is a tax sale in typically May of the following year of all the properties that did not get sold, the taxes were not paid. So that those properties are technically, legally sold to a buyer. And you go, there's an auction, and you can go bid on the properties. A lot of people do that. So your property, from a tax standpoint, is now owned by somebody else. Now, legally, from a lawyer standpoint, you've not lost your property.
Okay. Like, they're not That's
gonna
confusing.
Go kick, you're not going to go kick yourself out. You're not going to kick you out of your home.
Okay.
By law, you have 3 years from that tax sale to redeem the property and pay the taxes, the interest, and the penalties. So really, people can rest, you know, kind of take a little deep breath saying, look, I got 3 years.
Okay.
So the key here is for everybody to understand that. And if you're not absolutely sure you paid your taxes, go online, call the assessor, or, you know, go down there and make sure that everything is in your name, they have the right address, and that the taxes are current and paid.
Okay, so I have quite a few questions. Number one is, all right, when you talk about this tax sale, is that the same thing that they call a sheriff sale?
No.
Okay. No. Okay.
A share sale is when properties are foreclosed upon.
Okay.
That's a different. That's every week.
Uh huh.
Every Wednesday they have an auction. You know, a bid for that. The tax sale is once a year.
Okay.
And it's a different process.
So if I go to a tax sale and I bid on the property, whatever, and I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's not mine.
No.
Okay. So what would be the benefit to somebody doing that?
Money,
interest. Okay.
In year one, if you're a tax buyer,
okay,
and the taxes are not paid for a full year, you will make 18% on your money.
Wow. So that's a lot.
That's a big return.
Yeah.
How much money are we making on our checking, our savings accounts?
Right? So if I want to save my property, then I got to pay the penalties, the taxes, the interest, and that includes that 18% that person's going to get.
Right. There's a 6% penalty, like right off the bat, and then 1% a month. So plus 12, that's where 18 comes up.
Ah.
Let me give you a perspective. I work for the Environmental Division, Lafayette Consolidated Government, 27 years. Okay, there are local regulations. Your grass cannot be higher than a certain level. You cannot not have a messy property. In other words, tires that collect water, mosquitoes breed, all kind of other debris scattered across your property. The Environmental Division, and this is talking about Lafayette now, will notify you your property is in violation of local ordinance number, blah, blah, blah. Please cut the grass. Please clean your property. You are given multiple notices. If you do not abide by the request, cut the grass, clean the property, then a contractor is hired, sent in to do the work, and a cost is accrued, and then you are sent the bill. If you do not pay the bill, guess what? A lien gets put on your property, which shows up on your property tax bill at the end of the year. This is just for kind of people to know in general knowledge, okay? There have been people that said, I will pay my taxes, but I'm not paying this property lien. I will challenge it legally. If you do that, say your taxes are $1,000, the lien is $300. If you only send in a check for $1,000, the tax collector, which is the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office, returns that check to you, NSF, non-sufficient funds. They will not accept that partial payment. You pay it in full or you do not pay it at all. And then so what happens is then you start accruing those penalties and that interest. So just keep that in mind, folks. You know, when you get that tax bill, if you happen to get a lien on your property, just cut your grass or clean your property and you won't have to deal with that aspect of it.
Yeah.
So what happens if you don't, one of the questions is what happens if you don't pay it in 3 years?
Right.
That's a bigger, much bigger problem.
Okay.
One is after 3 years, a tax buyer, there is a legal process to go through to actually get full, complete, clear title to your property. It's not easy. There's a lot of legal issues associated with that that is way beyond the scope of this conversation.
Right.
But they can, there is a process to do that. And that's what I said when you asked me that question at the beginning.
Right.
Can you lose it? Yes, you can. But there is some difficulties. On the other flip side is, after 3 years, the tax buyer does not have to just accept the interest, penalties, and taxes and give you your title, clear title back.
Wow.
They really have you
over a barrel.
Over a barrel.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And they can, and they do, and they take advantage. A few weeks ago, I had a friend of mine's brother failed to pay the taxes, didn't pay it in the 3-year redemption period. I contacted the tax buyer, and it cost him an additional $15,000.
Whoa.
So that person made $15,000 in 3 years.
Over and above.
What he was already going to, or he or she.
Interest and penalties that he would have made. He said, I want $15,000 on top of.
Wow.
And this has happened numerous times in my, you know, in the past with me. And I basically tell people, guys, we'll try to negotiate the best we can, but if you want to sell your property or if you want to get it cleared up, and avoid losing your property, mm-hmm. you're just going to have to pay what they ask
for. So once they buy that tax, or the tax buyer, I guess I did it, buy that tax, then you can't, it's not like you can sell it and say, I want to pay the taxes, can you?
Well,
or you can.
You call them and say, what is it going to take? And that's...
They get to make the rules.
Pretty much.
Wow.
So don't let it go past 3 years.
That's impressive. All right, so I sell my house. I paid my taxes. I've done all that I need to do. Capital gains. That is, to me, an interesting place to thing to talk about, because there are stipulations on whether or not you have to pay taxes on it. What is it about capital gains?
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't understand.
Okay.
You hear about capital gains. What is capital gains? In a very simplistic way of describing it, it's basically the gain between what you bought it for and what you sold it for. That's the gain. And then our federal government wants their piece of that.
Uh-huh.
So there's a tax associated with that. So the tax is just a round number, is 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you bought your house for $150,000 and you sold it for $250,000 and you made $100,000 capital gains, then if you're subject to capital gains, then you basically have $20,000 that you owe in federal capital gains tax.
Okay.
So there are exceptions to the rule.
Now, can you roll it over to
There are different things.
Okay.
Like, for instance, currently, the laws have changed over the 30 plus years I've been doing this. At one point, you had to roll it into another house within 2 years. There are different things.
Uh-huh.
Currently, it's actually pretty nice. If it's under a certain dollar limit, $500,000, and it was your personal residence for over 2 years, and it was never a business or rental for mm-hmm, you, mm-hmm. then you are exempt from any capital gains.
Really?
Yes.
Regardless of whether or not you roll it over?
That's the key. You don't have to roll it over.
Oh, nice.
So
I did not know that. Yeah. That is awesome.
Right, absolutely. We, as title attorneys, have to issue a 1099, except in situations where it meets those criteria, we don't even issue a 1099 to those people because they qualify for the exemption. Now, we get a new president in, new Congress, sometimes it changes. So you never know, but right now that's the way it is.
So the federal government makes that decision because it's subject to federal tax.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So capital gains is, and again, I'm not a tax person, so
right.
I want to at least tell the listening audience that I'm not trying to give you tax advice. I would always tell people, dealing with capital gains and what you should do or not do, talk to your tax advisor. But I do know enough to kind of give people a flavor of what's going on out there so they can understand it enough to maybe ask the right questions.
Well, no, absolutely. Yeah. And if capital gains has been standing in someone's way and they aren't aware of these new laws or these relatively new laws, then this may be really good news for them.
Absolutely. Now, capital gains, people will think, well, let's say I bought the property. Let's say it was, let's get off of houses because there was an exemption. Let's say it's either building or real estate. And they bought it for $150,000. Let's go with the building. Let's go with the building. They've owned the building for a long time. They bought it for $200,000.
Okay.
And they've owned it for 10 or 15 years, and they're selling it. Let's say they're selling it for $200,000. Oh, no capital gains, right? Well, maybe not, because most people, when they own a building, commercial building, they take a tax write-off for depreciation. You've probably heard of that.
Yes.
And when you take a tax write-off, that reduces what they call your tax basis from the $200,000, see, down. So you may still have a gain in that situation. So it's the whole point in me bringing that up is talk to your tax advisor about what kind of gain you may have, even if you're selling it for about what you bought it for.
Because in your experience with this, the capital gains being exempt applies to a personal, like a home, right?
Home. In any real estate.
It applies.
It, unless you have an exemption, which is what we talked about earlier, dealing with your personal primary residence.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was talking about, the exemption. So when you talk about that exemption, I guess I'm confused. If you have a house and I sell it, I'm living in it. It's my house. It's never been rented, whatever. If I have a gain of up to X dollars, it's exempt.
Okay, I may have misspoke.
I may have misunderstood. Well, that is highly possible.
There's no, the exemption doesn't matter about what you sold it for. If you lived in it for 2 years, it was your primary residence, and no business or rental, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, you know, what the profit or
loss. Okay,
be,
got
know,
it.
That is,
okay.
You're exempt from paying any capital gains tax
got
in
it.
That situation, but no. Only in that situation.
That is some good information right there. So if you're thinking about selling your house and that was a concern for you, you know, that's really, really good news.
We need to break, or I got time for another question. Okay, Ambassador Caffrey, some of the highest costing property, if you will, in Lafayette. So let's assume you've got this piece of property that's been in a family for generations, We're talking over 100 years. I don't know when records began to be kept on the cost of a property, but let's say you don't have a record, that it's just been handed down for generations, and you sell the property for $3 million. Again, prime property on Ambassador Caffrey. How do they determine what that cost was originally, Randy, based on, and then you receive $3 million? I don't know if that's, if I'm barking up the wrong tree and asking you that, but how would that be determined what the original cost of that property was?
Well, that would be between them and the CPA that they're dealing with on how to handle, because they're going to get a 1099. If they sell that property for $3 million, they're going to get a 1099 for $3 million. So the CPA is going to need to address how that's to be taxed and what basis they have. They'll have to, the sellers, the owners, but have to provide that CPA with any information they have on the value. Chances are they have little or no tax basis in that property. So they will probably pay gains on that. Now, there is a vehicle, and we may want to, I don't know if we want to continue or not. You want to break now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, there's a vehicle to at the very least, delay paying capital gains tax. And I don't want to get too in the weeds on it, but it's called a 1031 exchange. I don't know if anybody's heard of that. But it's a process by which you can sell a property, find another property, buy the other property with the money that you used when you sold the property, and avoid paying the capital gains tax at all.
Interesting.
And a lot of people are taking advantage of that because they're looking at paying hundreds, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax.
Yeah.
And they're able to avoid paying that.
By simply buying another building. Interesting stuff. Randy, thank you so much. And you know what? Even though I didn't understand, you do make it very easy to understand. So I appreciate it because Sometimes my brain doesn't fire right. It was a pleasure. Randy Olson with Prime Title, an attorney there, has been in business for over 30 years. And if you have a question for him, some of this was very enlightening this morning. Please let us know and we'll pass that along to him. Randy, thanks so much and have a great day.
Thank you, Trace.
KPL News.